Now let us go to the scripture and hear God's message for us today. First, from Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 21. This is the end of the Joseph story, where Joseph is in Egypt. He's Pharaoh's right-hand man in charge of the agriculture. His brothers have come from their home for help. They don't recognize that it's their brother. Then they found out that it is their brother, and now they're worried about what he may or may not do to them because of what they had done to him a long, long time ago by selling him into slavery. They're there before Joseph here in the 50th chapter. And realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now, therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when he spoke to them. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people, as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and for your little ones." In this way, he assured them, speaking kindly to them. The Hebrew word is speaking shalom to them. And the last time we had heard, they could not speak shalom to him. But in the end, they speak shalom to one another. Now, from Romans chapter 8, selected verses. "For we know that in all things, God works towards the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose." What then can we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not also with him give us everything else? And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There was a big flood in town. Many people went to their rooftops to be rescued. A helicopter landed on one of the rooftops. A lady was seated up there, watching below all her possessions float by. There was their grill floating on by. There were their beach balls flowing on by. There was their car floating on by. The person who had brought the helicopter there was standing with the lady trying to comfort her, and he was watching, and he saw a little hat go down and back up. Down and back up. Down and back up. He was puzzled by that hat. It just simply seemed to go down, but back up again. He said, "Ma'am, I have to ask you this little question here. Forgive me for, being a little bit nosy, but I've watched all your possessions just go right on by, but this little hat, it keeps going down and back and down and back and down and back. What's going on with that?" She says, "Oh, don't worry about that." So that's my husband. I told him it was going to rain on Saturday, but he said he was going to cut the grass no matter what. No matter what. Well, I've got to give a real short message. And here it is. No matter what the circumstances of life, God is always at work for our good and for the good of the world. No matter what the circumstances are, God has a will. And that's what we call God's circumstantial will. Given circumstances, whatever they are, God is never limited. God has a will and a way in every circumstance. This certainly is the Joseph story. Now, God had called this family to be his family. He blessed them so they could be a blessing to others. But there are all kinds of problems in this family. We've heard the family stories before. They were dysfunctional. The brothers couldn't get along. There was favoritism. There were even those times of betrayal. And of course, in this particular family, we know that the brothers had sold their Joseph into slavery, and he was taken down to Egypt. Well, that's a circumstance that was bad for the family, and it was certainly bad for Joseph. I'm certain that when Joseph was in the pit that they put him in, he was concerned about his circumstances. But then when he went down to Egypt, and when Potiphar wrongly accused him of violating his wife and he was put into prison, I'm sure that he was seated in prison wondering about his circumstances. But whether it was the pit or whether it was in prison, what he learned, though, was this, that God was not limited by those circumstances, that God could always work in all things. Now, God does not cause all things. God does not cause harm. God does not cause tragedy. God does not cause that which is bad for his creation. But even within the bad, even within the evil, even within the harm, God can work towards the good of persons and for the world. And so each of these situations, God was at work. And in the end, we see how God had been at work. In the end, Joseph comes to be Pharaoh's right-hand man in charge of agriculture. And because of his wisdom, because of the plan that he had to get the people to save the crops so that when the famine came, they would have food to eat and they would have food to give to others and to sell to others. Because of that, his own family wound up being preserved. And so when they stood before him and they were concerned about their lives because they remember what they had done to Joseph, Joseph by that time had grown a lot, had learned a lot. He was not the same person he was when he was a teenager and bragged about those dreams he had. He was a very, very mature person, having been matured through the suffering that he endured, but also matured through the wisdom that he gained in spending time with God and learning God's will. And so Joseph just simply said, you know, you may have meant all those things for harm, but do you know that through all that, God was at work? Even in the evil you intended, God was at work through that to bring about a greater good so that our family could ultimately be preserved. Why would I destroy that dream that God has had? I am now in a position to make sure that our family is preserved. Why? Because we're supposed to be a blessing to others. That's our purpose. You see, God has a way to work in and through every circumstance. And in the Joseph story, we see how he worked through that family and through the life of Joseph to preserve a people so that they could continue their journey in becoming the people God called them to be, a blessing to others. The message is just as simple as this. There are many circumstances in life that bring us many, many, many times to a place of desolation. And we wonder, how can we go on? I'm sure Joseph felt a little bit like that in the pit or maybe in the prison. How can we go on? Here's what we need to remember. That God is always at work towards our good and for the good of the world. God always has a way, a will, and a way. God is always at work. We call that God's circumstantial will. We also know this, that no matter what the circumstances are that we're faced with, we can always choose to work for the good of others and for the good of the world. And so the invitation today is just very simply this. Be open to the future. As God's people, we should never view the future as closed. Take the pen give it to God and say, would you help me write the next chapters of my life? You know, some of us have been doing it on our own, and those chapters didn't necessarily turn out okay. But when we give the pen over to God and we say, from here on out, you write the chapters, give him the pen, be open to the future, be well assured God will be at work. Now it's time for us to be at work. To be at work for the good of others. Don't waste your tragedies. When tragedies happen, they drive us to our knees and we'd say, how can we go on? Don't waste them. Give them to God and say, you take and use this for some greater good. And God will take you to comfort someone else. He will take and use you to help someone else, to use you for another person. For 12 years, I led disciple Bible study in women's prison. So often, I would hear this testimony. Out in the world, I did my own thing. In here, I've learned what it means to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. But now I'm in prison. I can't change the circumstance of being in prison, but I can choose to work for the good of persons that I see every day in this place, other inmates as well as those who work here. I can choose to work for the good of others and for the good of the world. And so in the year 1999, when Hurricane Flood came through eastern North Carolina and devastated so many people, many of the women there in North Carolina Correctional Institute for Women gathered together, and they would take the yarn that had been donated to them, and they made little gifts, and they offered them up to be taken throughout eastern North Carolina, to be given to children, to be given to babies, to be given to people. They took up a collection. The governor came by, picked up the collection. That money was used to help in the relief work. They sought to think of others during the time of Hurricane Floyd. And I saw many, many, many persons, even in the class that I was a part of, to begin to look around for people who were lonely, and they began to, in simple ways, befriend them or listen to them. And I saw people work for the good of others and for the good of the world. And they realized they had a future. All of us have a future. God is always at work for our good and for the good of the world. Let us now, therefore, work for the good of others and for the good of the world. Let us give the pen to God and let him write the next chapters of our life. The invitation is simply this. Let God work in your circumstance. Do not be closed to the future. Be open. Let us stand.